The Burt Show.
So we here on The Burt Show have been with each other for what, 5 years now, right?
Well, yes, almost five for me and five for you guys for sure.
I mean, you think that, you know, I spend more time with you people for sure than I do my own family every day.
Oh, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Right? I mean, it's not even close.
Well, and not only that, like I was telling somebody the other day, you have to remember that it is the four of us in a single room together for 4 hours during the show and then another hour after the show. And so, like, in your work environment, you may be in a cube, you know, you may be in an environment where you get up and you walk around, you see, you know, you may be sitting next door to somebody. But, I mean, the four of us literally are in a room at a table staring at each other for 4 hours, 5 hours every day. Yeah. So you'd think that we would know each other very intimately.
It's not just staring at each other or answering emails or whatever. It's talking.
Yeah, there's no computer.
Constantly for 5 hours a day.
Yeah, there's computer in front of, you know, me and Jen. We're not, you know, we're just, all we have to do is stare at the boys and each other and talk. And that's what we do all day.
And even when the, you know, we're playing a song or we're still talking at each other.
Yep.
Yeah.
Looking. Sometimes there's not a lot of listening, but one of us is always talking. Always nonstop talking.
It would be interesting to see if we had like our significant others on and we asked questions about our like at least current lives. Who would get more questions right? Because, I mean, Ryan's out on the road so much. Seriously, I see my wife maybe like an hour and a half, 2 hours, and we're generally not talking about work or
and
whatever.
She knows you're a germaphobe.
Right. So it would be interesting to see, like, who would get more answers correct.
Almost like a newlywed game, but yet,
Because I swear, I think we know each other better.
Yeah, I think that y'all might do better.
So what we're going to try to do today is kind of shock each other here a little bit. We have all brought in secrets about ourselves. We have not labeled our secrets. They are in a bag right now. Nobody saw us write them or cut them up, so we have no idea how we can match the secret up to the Burt Show member.
And we're not going to.
And we're not going to either. Right. We'll just read them off one by one, talk about them, but at least we'll all sort of share in the secret, even though we don't know who it's about.
Right.
Okay.
You guys nervous about this at all?
Sort of, yeah.
What? Yeah? Did you give it up?
What?
I mean,
I'm not giving you any hints as to which one are mine.
Because I do think this will start off innocently enough, but I do think it's going to get to where we all try to investigate who it
absolutely
comes from before this is over.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you think? You think that's the type of people we are?
It's like watching a magician. You can't enjoy the trick. You got to know how it's done.
Right.
When I was in college, this is the first secret. Again, these aren't labeled. We don't know who wrote this.
And they're typed, so you can't tell by handwriting either.
Right. And I've got these things down so low that nobody can even see, like, the size of the piece of paper, so we can't pin it on anybody. When I was in college, I helped my roommate's ex get my roommate in trouble. The ex was cheated on, so I gave the ex keys to my roommate's car, and they hid drugs in the ashtray and trunk. They called campus security to report it, and my roommate was arrested.
Whoa.
I don't know who it comes from, but it's brilliant.
Wow. This is not a learning episode.
If I were the rest of you guys on the show, I would be scared that I'm going to do this to one of you guys in an upcoming month. That's really awesome. That's really awesome.
That is good. That is really good.
I don't know if awesome is the right word. It's kind of crappy.
Yeah.
Now are we trying, because when you guys came up with this idea,
you mean when Bert came
when
up
Bert
with
came
it?
Up.
Right. didn't want to assume, but like, is the point now, are we all supposed to try to guess who that is, or?
No.
I guess we can, or we don't have to, or we could just debate it.
The point was not to.
Okay.
We don't have to. I mean, it's certainly not ethical, so. But it is very interesting.
Just let it stand on its own.
Okay.
There it is. Oh, we read more?
Yep. I know it's not a good bit if you're not in on it, but. I'm a fraud. I am not as confident and happy as I portray myself to be.
Confident and happy.
As I portray myself.
That's Melissa.
Yeah,
right. Charlie Brown over here, right.
Well, there are only two happy people on the staff, and that's me and Jen, so it's got to be one of us.
Jeff's pretty happy.
Hi, this week. That'll wear off, unfortunately.
Now that he's back in Atlanta.
Yep,
in his small little home that's not on the water.
I know.
Yeah.
I got about four more days of happy.
I think one of my friends would be better off divorced.
Oh,
wow. I think one of my friends would be better off divorced. I don't know that you could go like around an entire office. I mean, I think everybody could probably write that. I think everybody has a couple that for sure you think.
I would say that. I can say that one is not mine, but it could have been.
Yeah. I will. Yeah. It certainly could have been mine. I once had a collection that consisted of the underwear of everybody I slept with.
That's good.
That is so good.
Anybody?
Wait, we're not supposed to fess up to who's
this, I'm like looking at everybody in the eyes to see like if the eyes are telling anything. You know?
We're just reading them, right?
That is so funny. Mm. That has to be I was thinking that has to be one of the guys. That's a guy thing to do.
I don't know. That sounds like it could be a Carter thing.
To me, like, I can only imagine guys like running around the house with girls' underwear on their head.
I don't know. When I was 13 years old, I was at my grandmother's house around Christmas time. I found a Christmas card from my aunt and uncle to my grandmother with five $20 bills inside. I took the money. That's beautiful.
That is a good one.
I hid it with my underwear in my drawer, my collection.
Right. Back then, I was confident and happy. But now, not so much.
My best friend and I slept with the same person.
Oh.
Ooh.
How do we get clarification on that?
What do you mean?
At the same time?
I don't know. That's fun to think about. My best friend and I slept with the same person. Damn, I want to know. It's driving me crazy. I am attracted to somebody I work with.
Oh. But it doesn't say specifically in this room, so that could be.
But we're all taken.
Right, true. Yeah, but it just says somebody that I work with. So it could be somebody in the office. It could be somebody.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming so. That it's, yeah. I'm attracted to somebody I work with.
I'm assuming so. I think that's a pretty safe assumption.
No secret there.
It's me, and the person is Adam LaRoche.
Oh, he's talking about the face. All right, last one.
I'd go with that Diaz guy.
Matt Diaz?
Mm-hmm. Mm,
people like him.
He's the new Javi Lopez, isn't he?
Yeah.
Or the little Giles guy.
Marcus Giles?
I try not to call him that. I usually just call him Marcus.
The little Giles fellow?
He's little Giles.
Who's that little leaguer playing second base?
I think he prefers Marcus.
He's cute. If I were you and I wrote that, I would say Giles.
Is she complimenting people who are small in stature now, Bert, or is this just insulting?
It's just insulting.
Oh, because I was going to say she's attracted to somebody on the Braves team that's small in stature. Doesn't mean that she might not be attracted to somebody she works with.
You never know.
That's it. That's right? It. I felt it for you.
I've got a crush on that little Weiss fellow.
He's
just so cute, that little guy. I like him. I'd like to hand him next to me and pet him on top of his head.
My little radio guy.
I like that little guy.
My little
carry him around in my pocket, show him off.
I'd like to put him on the end of my pencil and rub his hair for good luck during his test.
I think you can actually buy a Louis Vuitton carry-on for those.
Put me under your seat on an airplane?
With a little mesh front.
That's how Marcus travels with the Braves. They put him in a cage underneath the plane.
One of the most Giles. Embarrassing little things that I did at Turner Field this season is I always, at home, I'm always like, oh, little Marcus is up to bat. Little Marcus is up to bat. And I saw him and I was like, oh, little Marcus, to his face. Oh, man, and I just was like, sup, dude?
Can I tell you how insulting that is?
But he
as a fellow little, like, little fellow.
Little bird. I don't call you little bird at home, though.
That's really, 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 really insulting. Yeah.
But it was like an affectionate term.
No, it's not affectionate.
More one of the most embarrassing kind of things I've
said. He'll never forget that. In the same way that I never forgot when somebody asked me if I was officially a midget. never forget that.
What is the answer to that?
No, I can wipe my butt. Right? Isn't that the...
Could you please save the wiping his butt part?
Wasn't that the line of definition somebody called up with?
I think that's the difference between midget and dwarf. A dwarf can't reach their own ass, I think.
Oh, God.
That's how you know. That's how you know that the difference, because they're the ones scooting along the rug.
Okay. This one's good. This is a good one to end on right here, man.
I can't wipe my own ass.
You can save that too.
My friend had an affair, and I liked who they were having the affair with better than who they were married to.
Oh,
that's really good.
Good times right there.
It's funny how you become like almost like a interrogation expert. Like I'm looking in the eyes to see which lie. I'm seeing right through you, Jen Hobby. Hey, Ryan, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Well, somebody has to admit at least one of these things.
No way.
Why?
Come on. Because there are certain things that you are confessing here or that have been read that aren't going to get you any kind of long-term trouble.
Which one do you want to know about most?
I think probably that first one about the hiding the drugs in the car. Because that's classic. I mean, that's classic. If nothing else, that's employee of the month.
Now, that wasn't...
That's classic because there are too many people that are out here that are thinking about how to get back at somebody, whether it's an ex or a coworker or whatever. And Bert, if you can do this to somebody on air right now, oh, my God, the fame that you would experience is unending.
If you hear this happening to Steve McCoy over the next couple of months, you'll know one of us is behind it, for sure. All right, Ryan, thanks.
All right, guys.
All right, those weren't the rules that we agreed to, so we will just keep our secrets our secret.
The Bert Show.